Wednesday, November the 5th, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shona Kola. Making headlines. Democrat Barack Obama captured the White House on Tuesday after an extraordinary two-year campaign. Obama defeated Republican John McCain to make history as the first black person to be elected U.S. president. Obama will be sworn in as the country's 44th president in January 2009. He will face a crush of immediate challenges, including tackling the economic crisis, ending the war in Iraq, and striking a compromise on the overhaul of the U.S. healthcare system. In South African news, the Democratic Alliance has urged Health Minister Barbara Hogan to tackle the healthcare budget crisis. DA spokesperson Mike Waters explains that South Africa's two most populous provinces, Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal, are using budget restrictions to justify clampdowns on employing doctors and nurses. Further, he indicates that there are significant and life-threatening waiting lists in several provinces. Provinces have given various reasons for the budget constraints, including that salary increases, arising out of occupation-specific dispensations, have absorbed more of provincial budgets than anticipated. The antiretroviral rollout and other health programs have also been noted as using significant portions of provincial funds. Moving to the Congo, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has asked the Security Council to approve a surge of more than 3,000 troops and police to help prevent a full-scale war. Ban urged the 15-nation council to consider the request expeditiously, given the possibility of an escalation of fighting in eastern Congo. However, there is no sign that the divided Security Council will discuss Ban's request anytime soon. The UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo is the largest UN peacekeeping force in the world, with 17,000 troops and police across a country the size of Western Europe. Ban has indicated that this level of presence is no longer enough. Also making headlines, ANC rallied to coincide with new party launch. SADC to meet in South Africa on Zimbabwe crisis. And Zimbabwe says Khama's election call is a provocation. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit polity.org.za.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.